Thank you, John. And now our readings, Harold.
Good morning, everybody. Our first reading for today is from Peter's first letter, chapter 3, beginning at the 13th verse. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behaviour in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison who disobeyed long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Whakarongo ki te kupu a te wairua ki te hahi. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God. Kia mau tonu tāna kupu. Now, te rangapai tapu, the Holy Gospel for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning at the 15th verse. Praise and glory to God. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, and this passage is part of a longer passage where Jesus has been talking to his disciples. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, they are the ones who love me. They who love me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Te ronga pai tene a te karaiti. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ the Word.
Thank you, Harold. Penny.
Honestly, I'm not that short. Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Penny Burton Bell, I hope. For those that haven't met me, I'm Penny, and it's a joy to be with you again today. I wanted to give a special greeting to the mothers in the service today. To me, the Holy Spirit is much like a mother, actually. It's that nurturing and supporting force. So thank you, mothers, for who you are and all that you do and have done. So, and I also wanted to give my greetings to those that are watching online. You're very welcome in our service. Let's pray. Spirit of God, as we come to hearing about your word, search our hearts today. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, today and every day. Amen. Today in our reading in John 14, we're revisiting a passage from the night of the Last Supper. This is by Leonardo da Vinci, that beautiful painting there. And so they're in the upper room, and it's where Jesus does his final teaching to his disciples before his death. So in the church calendar, we're between Easter and Ascension Day, which is next Thursday, and Pentecost is just almost in sight. We are anticipating the joyful arrival of the Holy Spirit. In preparing this sermon, I had a showstopper moment after I'd read the first three words, or five words, whatever it is. If you love me, keep my commands. So that's where I want to start today, because it got me thinking about all the commands that Jesus gave in his very short three-year ministry. And I found myself back at the Sermon on the Mount. That was what we were taught about in February, if you can remember that far back. You know, it starts with the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor, etc. But the rest of this central teaching of Jesus explains, it extrapolates the meaning of God's law. That's what he's teaching about. It's fulfillment, how it is fulfilled through him. And therefore, it is full of commands. And it would take far too long to go through them all today. But here are 15, and I realize it's quite small, but it was difficult to fit them all on one slide, from the three-chapter passage of Matthew 5 to 7. I'm not going to unpack those all today. You'll be pleased to know. But it is worth thinking about the commands of Jesus. And I do want to mention seven others that are key to our Christian walk. And the first command that Jesus gives is, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Our faith journey begins when we choose to turn from our sinful, selfish ways to God, when we acknowledge him and we choose to live our lives his way rather than our way, desiring to see God's kingdom come. And shortly thereafter, Jesus gives another command to some fishermen on the beach. Come, follow me. Our faith journey will get off track if we don't follow Jesus. And elsewhere he commands, take my yoke upon you. Seems like an odd thing to be asked to do. But that's how close we need to be. That's how close we need to be to Jesus. And then he promises that our burden will be light. And sometimes it doesn't seem that light. And if that's the case, maybe you need to think about how close you are. When Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. I was reflecting on this when I was awake in bed a couple of nights ago, and I was thinking, you know, actually that's what remains. You know, we're amazing creations with, you know, ten fingers and ten toes, five on each hand is what I was thinking about. You know, we have bodies, we can walk, we can talk, we can look, we can listen. We are amazing creations, but at the end of the day, our heart, oops, don't touch the mic, our soul and our mind, I think, is the essence of who we are. Yeah. And it occurred to me that if we're walking with Jesus, we're going to be spending time with him
like we would our lover, or perhaps our mother, so that we can love him with every part of our being. Very intimate. Put this the right way around. Now, as you know, the greatest commandment has, in fact, two parts to it, and I only read the first half. So the second half is this: love your neighbor as yourself. Ooh, that ups the game, doesn't it? Because we all know that that means everyone, even the ones that are harder to love. And someone might be coming to mind just now. Perhaps more than one. I know there's a couple out there. And this brings me back to Jesus' command to follow him. Because it has a promise after it, he continues, "And I will send you to fish for people. I will make you fishers of men and women and children." And that command is particularly pertinent today, isn't it? As this week we are invited to start our annual prayer journey, Thy Kingdom Come, when we pray for 10 days for 5 people. We long to know, 5 people we know to come to know our Lord. That's the invitation. And many breakthroughs, most breakthroughs, I would argue, start with prayer. Right at the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus reiterates this in the Great Commission, his final command. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And our epistle reading from 1 Peter this morning gives us lots of hints as to our posture in sharing the good news, doesn't it? To honor God, to be gentle, respectful, ready to answer questions, of clear conscience, good behavior, desiring to do good. These, along with Jesus' commandments, are a tall set of orders, aren't they? I knew a businessman when I was a child who refused to become a Christian until he finished his working life. Ouch. And this brings me to the command that Jesus gave after his resurrection. In John 20:22, he breathed on his disciples. What an intimate thing to do. I think of it like honing. He breathed on his disciples and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And I note that this was not just for one disciple, the lucky chosen. It was for all of them. And the Great Commission makes it clear that it was not just for that day, it was for all future disciples as well. So it includes me and it includes you. And the theme of this year's studies, which accompany the Thy Kingdom Come series, are about the Holy Spirit. They're really good, actually. I went and had a quick dip in online. You just go to the website and have a look. There's 2 different ones you can choose from there. And you might want to go and dip into those as you are going through this journey of prayer. While you're praying for your 5 and for the world, which, let's face it, could use some, and for our church as we are at this pivotal time. Jesus knew that his disciples needed help. He couldn't be physically there. They needed help just like we do today. And receiving the Holy Spirit was not intended to be a once-off. The second verse of our gospel reading makes it clear that the Holy Spirit is going to be with us always. It is a central part of our faith journey. In our gospel reading, Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." The New Living Translation phrases that a little bit, the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. I just find that mind-blowing, you know, that we have an advocate, a counselor, a comforter to be with us forever, always, a mothering presence helping us along in our growing up journey. In Lectio 365 yesterday, Joshua Luke Smith noted that temptation to compare is the thief of joy. And if we try to live our Christian life without the Spirit's help, we will flounder. We do not need to compare ourselves to others. We only need to follow Jesus and to take heed of the Holy Spirit's guiding. "I have found this," she says, carefully avoiding the mic. "If I am open to the Holy Spirit, I become aware of all kinds of things. Things I should do, things I should not do, things I should not have done. I find the way through difficult situations, comfort when I am at my end, re-energizing and strengthening. Even scriptures, pictures, and words for myself or for others that speak into situations, some of which I couldn't possibly know without the Spirit's leading. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. I am created by God the Father," and I, well, some other people had a bit of a role, "and I choose to be a follower of Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God. So my call is to know his teachings, to follow his commands, and I am fully aware that I am a weakling human, unable to carry it all out. I can't carry out all or perhaps even any of Jesus' commands in my own strength. A half-hearted job at best. But if I try and I depend on the Holy Spirit, whom he and the Father have sent to be my aid, then just maybe I can be an agent of light and love that I am called to be. And you can too." So I end with three suggestions for the coming week and for those that follow. Read God's word daily. Ponder it. Learn it. Maybe this week start with the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5-7. Receive the Holy Spirit. Do it today and seek fresh anointing every day. And finally, I wanted to mention that command that Andrew referenced in his sermon last week. Abide in me and I will abide in you. Make time and take time to abide, to dwell, to sit quietly and spend time with Jesus, being open to the Holy Spirit, your friend, your comforter, advocate, and guide. And may you know God's blessings as you do. Let's close with a prayer from Julian of Norwich, whose feast day it was this week. And then I'm just going to continue the time of prayer a moment because we've got a medical emergency. Lord, let not our souls be busy inns that have no room for you and yours, but quiet homes of prayer and praise where you may find fit company, where the needful cares of life are wisely ordered and put away, and wide, sweet spaces kept for you, where holy thoughts pass up and down, and fervent longings watch and wait your coming. Amen. Holy Spirit, I just pray your blessing upon this man right now. Father, we ask for your healing power to come upon him. Lord, we ask for the help that is needed to be present in his life at this time. Amen.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to offer thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise for the gospel we have received. Christ died for our sins. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Death comes to all through Adam. And sin reigns for a time. New life without end comes through Christ. and he reigns forever. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Death is swallowed up in victory. The victory you give us in Christ. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We have been crucified with Christ and live his risen life to praise you forever with angels and archangels. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. As we remember Jesus, your Son, the good things he did, the people he healed, the way he served, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of Christ. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me." And after supper, he took a cup of wine. And when he had given thanks to the Father, he said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it to remember me." Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us now, Lord, and empower us to live lives like Jesus, full of love for one another, for you, and for this world you long to save. United in Christ with all who stand before you, in earth and in heaven, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing, honor, and glory be yours, here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. And as Christ teaches us, we pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen." Here am I, e te kahui a te atua. Here am I, ki te tepu a te karaiti. Come, God's people, come to receive Christ's heavenly food.
Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. They'll toll before you, silence the bones of sin and grave. Heavens are open,
Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, grant us to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who is alive and reigns now and forever. whose love Christ was raised from the dead. Open you who believe, has opened to you the gates of everlasting life. God the Son, who is bursting from the grave, has won a glorious victory. Give you joy as you share the Easter faith. God the Holy Spirit, who filled the disciples with the life of the risen Lord, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. So the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be very gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and forevermore. Amen.
Right, whānau, do we have any celebrations, birthdays, anniversaries? Okay, so we'll go straight into notices then. Penny, are you going to notice? Yep.
Hello again. I'm just standing to remind you that next Sunday is Choral Evensong, and of course there'll be some beautiful music. But the big thing next week, and we would love as many of you to come along as we can, it would be great not to have everybody there over 70, apart from me, is because Bishop Anna is coming to that service. So that's at St. Michael's Church next Sunday at 7 p.m., She is coming and she is delivering the message. So please come along, show the vibrancy of our parish, enjoy a wonderful service, and hear the bishop.
Richard.
Good morning, everyone. So tomorrow week, Monday the 18th at 2:30 p.m. in the hall next door, on your left, is our men's group meeting, and we're having Makere Lee coming from the Lower Hutt. She is the Lower Hutt Advocate for the Health and Disability Advocacy Service. So all men are welcome, and we're looking forward to her talk. So please come along if you can make it. Thanks.
And Bruce, I assume you're here to speak how the Scarlet Pimpernel's cleaned up the floor.
yes, very well done, young fella. Thanks for all those who supported the quiz last night at St. Michael's. It was a lot of fun. And we raised about $1,365. So, well done. Thank you.
Fantastic. I've got a message from Ben. As Penny mentioned, we're praying Thy Kingdom Come, which is from the 10th, May the 14th, Ascension Day to Pentecost on the 24th. And normally we would pray for five people that they would need. Normally, we would pray for five people that they would come to know God. Ben would like to add two prayers to that. The first is that Thy Kingdom comes and there is peace across the world where all the places of conflict. And he would also like to add prayer for the fact that we're in an interregnum period and it would be great for the whole parish to call on the Holy Spirit to see God's kingdom come here. Amen. Right. One more?
Yeah. I just wanted to say it didn't really fit into the sermon quite neatly, but if you feel that you're not sure that you received the Holy Spirit or you really need a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. I will be here after the service. I know we've got a prayer team as well, but we're very happy to pray with you to receive the Holy Spirit specifically today. Any other needs you can also bring, but yeah.
As Penny mentioned, there is a prayer team up the front. If you feel like you need God's comfort or love or healing, please come up and have prayer with those people. They would love to pray for you. And remember, you can pray for anybody at any time if you feel moved that you need to have a prayer. There is tea and coffee, biscuits, and I think there's biscuits. There could be biscuits in the hall, so please join us. We just need to get to know each other a little bit Yeah, I might have to duck across to Woolies if there isn't. Yeah, we. Yeah, well, no, Bruce.
Where is your sense of generosity?
Touché. It's being shared amongst the home group on Tuesday night. We'll all be little tubbies after that one. Right. So have you got the message? Tea and coffee in the hall. Get to know each other better. It's a great thing to do as a family. Let's stand for our final song.
Blessed be your name, the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Well, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
What a way to finish. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Great week. Thank you.